This is Wade Brenthke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Birds and plants are amazing, but my father would have said, hey, that's true in other countries too, Wade. What makes Colombia unique? That's what I want to know. My old man was no pushover, so I have to keep my eyes open for things that would hit the mark. As an accountant, one thing that would have interested and impressed him was that every bill in any cafe or restaurant automatically included the propenco, or tip. Not street sellers, of course, or some coffee stands, but if you sat down, it was included. A quick look indicated there was always figured at less than 10%, closer to 8 or 9%, which was interesting as well. Likely, if workers receive these tips, they do better with everyone paying, even if it's less than 10 or 15%, with some paying nothing or less and others paying more. Additionally, in restaurants and in all stores, it was routine to receive a long receipt on any credit card or other purchase that was more than a foot long, rather than just 1 or 2 inches that came out of the handheld card reader. I wonder if all this is the law. I'll have to check. For all the reputation that Colombia has for danger, in cities like Cartagena and Medellin, or even along the San Marta coast, there was no police or military presence with machine guns slung over the shoulder like you see in Mexico, Peru, or even parts of Brazil and Argentina. Something else that's very different. You can drink the water. At least, that was the case in Cartagena and Medellin, and maybe in Santa Marta, but we weren't 100% sure, depending on what we read. The sewer systems in Santa Marta and Cartagena were not able to keep up with population growth, and this was likely the situation in Medellin, but we were less sure since there was not the same warnings and admonitions everywhere. One surprising thing we encountered in all three cities was the inability to get hot water. In Medellin, lukewarm was a win, since elsewhere the water was cold, except for a minute or so when you were scalded. Weird. On the plus side, sophisticated safety equipment is ubiquitous in private and public facilities. They are ready. Cartagena, despite its historic place in the world as a major port in the country's founding with a still active waterfront, presents as a more touristic city. The historic district is jammed. Plazas are jam-packed. We happened upon a great bakery, Nia's, which we were excited to find since that had been my mother's nickname, and later found it was ranked as perhaps the best bakery in South America and was operated as a social enterprise by a manager from a bakery in Norway that people who know such things believe may be the best bakery in the world. Santa Marta was a beach for locals even among the high-rises. Minca was a old-school hippie hostel and backpacker zone. Medellin was a world-class city. The Central Plaza on New Year's Day was packed, but with Colombians and other Latin Americans and only the occasional European and virtually no evidence of Yankees. In a zone of great museums and churches with a Central Plaza of touts, hawkers, and homeless, a block away you felt like you were in the old business district of Lima, even as the mountains soared everywhere around were crowded with steeples of condos and apartments underscoring the divide. The mountains dominate the city as well. To even get into the city from the airport, you travel through two tunnels to make the trip, and one is more than 5 miles long. I finally found a book on the birds of Colombia in English in a mall before we left, and am only now reading an anthology on Colombia from founding to modernity on Kindle. We watched a couple of episodes of Marquez's classic 100 Years of Solitude on Netflix. Truth to tell, though, we only scratched the surface. Colombia is a complicated and diverse country. I can't wait to learn more and return with clearer vision and better questions. This is Wade Brenthke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.